WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Nightly Calm. I'm your host, Jake Cotter, and let me tell you, sleep. It's the golden ticket to feeling human again, right? But sometimes getting a good night's rest can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. And speaking of snuggles, have you ever wondered if sleeping with your furry friend is actually helping or hindering your sleep? Because let's be honest, that warm weight on the bed and those adorable snores are tough to resist. Now, I'm not talking about sharing your space with a chihuahua who thinks your toes are chew toys. We're talking about the classic cuddle buddies dogs, cats, maybe even a hamster if you're feeling adventurous. But is there actual science behind this snuggle fest, or is it just pure comfort? Well, buckle up because we're diving into the world of sleep and pets, exploring 5 key takeaways that might surprise you. First off, did you know that physical touch can actually reduce stress hormones? Ever had a rough day and come home to your dog giving you those loving licks? That's science at work. The simple act of petting a pet releases oxytocin, the love hormone, which helps calm our nerves and promotes feelings of relaxation. So yeah, those puppy dog eyes aren't just cute, they're actually working their magic on your stress levels. Second, studies have shown that having a furry companion in the bedroom can lead to low blood pressure. Think about it when you're feeling stressed or anxious. Those heart rates skyrocket, right? But with a purring cat or a gentle dog by your side, things tend to calm down. That's because their presence creates a sense of security and comfort, which helps regulate those blood pressure levels. Third, we can't ignore the obvious: sometimes sleeping with a pet just feels plain comforting. That warmth next to you, the rhythmic breathing, it's like having your own built-in nightlight and white noise machine rolled into one cuddly package. Ever felt that sense of security when your dog sleeps right next to your bed? It's primal, it's instinctive, and hey, who doesn't love a good cuddle buddy? Fourth, think about this: pets can actually disrupt our sleep cycles in negative ways. We all know those zoomies at 3 a.m. that leave us exhausted. A playful dog or an energetic cat might just be too amped up to help you catch those ZZZ. So while cuddles are great, remember that sometimes a little separation is key for quality sleep. Finally, let's talk about allergies and hygiene. Now, I don't want to sound like the fun police, but if you have allergies or sensitivities, sleeping with your pet might not be the best idea. They can bring in dander, dust mites, and other allergens that can trigger those pesky symptoms. And of course, we need to keep things clean. Regular grooming and a spot-free bed for both you and your furry friend are essential for good sleep hygiene. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She's a total dog person, her pup is her shadow, literally. But Sarah was struggling with insomnia. She tossed and turned all night, exhausted but unable to sleep. One day, she decided to try sleeping in separate rooms. Guess what? Her sleep dramatically improved. Turns out, her little furry friend's playful antics were disrupting her sleep cycles. So, Sarah now has a cozy dog bed right outside her bedroom door, close enough for cuddles and affection, but far enough for uninterrupted sleep. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to consider when deciding if sleeping with your pet is right for you. Remember, it's all about finding that sweet spot, the balance between snuggles and quality sleep. Think about these points. How do they apply to your own life? Do you find yourself getting a good night's rest with your furry companion by your side, or are there some adjustments you might want to make? Remember, it's all about finding what works best for you and your unique sleep needs. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little sleep wisdom. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, let's spread the love of good sleep together. Until next time, keep calm, get cozy, and sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.